Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There was a moment in last night's Grammy Awards that is not going over well with the Trump administration. It featured a number of celebrities reading excerpts from the book Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House, including a cameo from Hillary Clinton.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
Courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy, as you can hear, the audience liked it. But UN Ambassador Nikki Haley didn't, tweeting afterwards that the segment killed the Grammys for her and don't ruin great music with trash. Well, here to look at that and other moments from the Grammys is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And a lot of politics in that ceremony last night.
Yeah, a lot of politics. It's really remarkable. I mean, partisan politics is everywhere now. You can't get it out of acting awards. You can't get it out of music awards. And I think it just goes to show very simply, and this is, you know, not breaking any new news, that Donald Trump has essentially occupied the most valuable real estate in America. That is the real estate of all of our brains. It is impossible for anybody in a public position to go several minutes without mentioning something in or related to politics. And that's exactly what we saw last night. That a show that is often quasi-political, but rarely explicitly so, was very much taking the Trump administration head-on, even reading a book that we all know is deeply critical of the president and his abilities in the office.
And the president was also referenced during a performance by U2. The band performed Get Out of Your Own Way from a barge in front of the Statue of Liberty. And at one point, Bono shouted this through a megaphone. You can't really hear it there, but he said, blessed are the bleep countries, for they gave us the American dream. Now, I'm not going to say that word right now. People have heard it. They know what it is. But the Grammys also bleeped it out, and there's some criticism about that.
Right, because the broadcast network bleeped a curse word that the president said, that TV reporters repeated over and over and over. It's a news story. And so, yeah, it's a little bit weird that journalists can say the word, which I will not say, to criticize the president, but musicians can't say the same word to criticize the president. That typically you would put, you know, give a little bit more poetic leeway for art to protest than any, you know, typical reporter or analyst. So, yeah. It's just impossible to escape the issue of politics, even at in the outro of a U2 song, and the issue of what can people hear and not hear, that even that decision itself is so hyperpolitical, is just so telling of our time.
By the way, NPR made a decision early on to use that word on the day it was being reported first, and then to kind of use it sparingly since then. Now, when you look at the ratings for last night, we're already getting a report from Variety that there were 17.6 million viewers for the Grammys, which was down sharply. What do you make of that?
Yeah, the Grammys audience declined by nearly 10 million viewers, or about 30%. That's a remarkable decline. You know, there's a lot of potential reasons why. You know, maybe last year there was a lot of interest to see if Beyonce was going to win. Adele ended up taking the award for Best Album, if I recall, for an album that sold tremendously. This year, you know, the front runners, even though Bruno Mars came away with Best Recording, Best Album, Best Song, a lot of people, you know, sort of thought that Kendrick Lamar or Jay-Z, two rappers, could come away with the award. Those albums, I don't think they sold as well as Beyonce plus Adele. So maybe there was a little bit less interest in the content itself. But behind the nitty-gritty of, you know, substance versus substance over the years, the big story here is that you do have structural decline in pay TV viewership and in cable television penetration. And so that also played a role as well.
Alessia Cara won Best New Artist last night. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
There are some incredible artists out there that are making incredible music that deserve to be acknowledged, that don't always get acknowledged because of popularity contests or numbers games. And that's kind of unfortunate. So I just wanted to encourage everyone to support real music and real artists, because everyone deserves the same shot.
Derek, what's she getting at there? Are the Grammys basically a popularity contest?
I have not had a chance to interview Alessia Cara this morning. I don't know exactly what she's getting at. But, you know, the thing about the Grammys, though, especially when you compare them with something like the Oscars, is that just because there's so much music out there, there has to be some sort of sorting function. And often that sorting function when it comes to the nominees is popularity. So you don't have a lot of artists up for several awards that have small followings. The people who get several awards tend to be, you know, Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, among the most famous hip-hop and rap stars out there. The Oscars, by comparison, it's a situation where it's relatively common, actually, for a small movie to come away with a bunch of nominations or awards, something like Three Billboards or Lady Bird. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that the Grammy Awards are more of a popularity contest than other award shows, I do think she's correct there, yes.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. And Derek, we're just a few days out from the Super Bowl. Do you expect the ratings to be down for that as well?
I do, yeah. I do expect them to be down. I'll go on record by saying I'll bet they'll be 8% down from last year.
8%. All right, yes. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.